I'm looking for information. And, you know, this Kevin Jones, it is your PR group, he just sent very, 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 very basic. I'm going to have to send him an email because the other PR groups, they send suggested questions. And.
Well, I don't care about the questions, but I could tell you real quickly what I do if you want.
Okay, well, this is what the possible story is, why do over 90% of all substance abuse programs fail? Because of a bad diet, right?
That's one of the, it's not so much because of a bad diet, but that's in very simplistic forms. It's because we're still stimulating the opiate receptors, which is what gives us our urges, which is caused by diet. But I could explain it so it sounds proper and
good. I'm going to let you do most of the talking because I have absolutely no information to go on. So, alrighty, I'm going to press a button. I'll be right back with you.
Okay, great.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can. Okay. Three. Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. With me by telephone, Dr. Eric Cantor. Today we're going to be talking about ramifications of a bad diet and other information regarding substance abuse programs. Good morning, Dr. Cantor.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Bonnie, for having me on your show.
Okay, tell me a bit about yourself and then we'll get into the topic at hand.
Well, I have a PhD in nutritional science and a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, but what I've been specializing in the last several years is addiction and substance abuse and how we could, since our rates are so dismal, we have less than 15% of the people that go through an addiction center are able to successfully withdraw, and we have 85% that end up relapsing. We obviously have a problem there. So that's where I put my emphasis, and I came up with a program called NAMED Program, N-A-M-E-D Program, that uses all natural methods through diets that has so far had a very good increase in the successful withdrawal rate and a very drastic decrease in the relapse rate, and it's been spreading around the country.
So what is missing from their diet that's causing this relapse?
Well, it's not as simple as that, and I don't know how scientific you want me to get, but I'll keep it as best I can in lay terms. Everybody has in their body something called opiate receptors. And some people have heard of them, some didn't, but they're clusters of cells, and this is where all of our urges come from, except for sex. Every urge that we have comes from it. If we have an urge for a donut, that's where it comes from. If we have an urge for cocaine, that's where it comes from. It comes from these opiate receptors. And then they're in our gastrointestinal tract, they're in our spinal column, and then they're in our brain. When they get stimulated, they release chemicals, and these chemicals give our body urges. Our body really can't figure out what the urge is for. So if we happen to be addicted to alcohol, which is probably the biggest of all of them, it's telling our body we need alcohol. If we happen to be addicted to cocaine or oxycodone, then it's telling us that that's what we need. And the cycle just keeps going on and on. Well, people don't realize that what you eat stimulates the opiate receptors, just like drugs do. So what the problem that we're having throughout the United States is we have 30 million addicts between alcohol and drugs, over 30 million in the United States. That's almost 10% of the people. And what happens is when they go to a rehabilitation center or an addiction center, they don't get any access to the drug or alcohol in theory, which is great. And they do exercises and meditation, they talk to a therapist, they have better food, all that's great. But what we're not doing is making sure that their opiate receptors aren't stimulated. So what they tend to do is they substitute, instead of having drugs, they'll have sugar. So if you ever go into one of these addiction centers or rehabilitation centers or even an NA or an AA meeting, you'll see everybody smokes. I mean, like, I think in the United States, it's like 11% of the people smoke cigarettes. If you go to one of these meetings, it's like 90%. Everybody's eating candy, you know, to get the sugar rush. And we're transferring from the drugs to other things that still stimulate the opiate receptors. And the reason people take drugs or alcohol is to get that up and down, that spiking of a neurotransmitter called dopamine. Dr. Ken Bloom's done a lot of research on it. Very excellent research, by the way. Well, they get this same type of spiking from sugar. You've heard people say that sugar was more addictive than cocaine, I'm sure, over the last several months, because it made all the papers. I don't know if that's true, but the concept is true. So what I do is I supply the addiction centers, and now I'm working with the intensive outpatient treatment centers, and I just started working with the therapists to give them detailed menus and recipes to help not stimulate the opiate receptors at all. So during this time when they're not taking the drugs, they're also not stimulating the opiate receptors. And that has had a very good increase in the successful withdrawal rate and the lower relapse rate. Did that make sense?
Yes. When you're doing this and giving them recipes and the better diet ideas, what are you suggesting? What are you giving them?
Well, first of all, you could go onto my site, named program, NAMED program.com, and right up on the top it says for a free week, click here, and you click there, and I think you have to give them your name and your email address and what facility you're from, so you could just put ABC facility, and they'll send you a free week worth of recipes. But what the keys are no sugar, you know, refined sugar. No real simple, or as little as possible, simple carbohydrates. No gluten, which is wheat products. No artificial sugars, except for stevia. No dairy products, except for some of the yogurts. And to stay away from additives and preservatives and dyes. All of those things stimulate the opiate receptors, just like the drugs do. And we want to stay away from that. And then there's a second part which people don't realize, but almost everybody that's in an addiction facility or rehabilitation facility, really most people in the United States, have what's called inflammation, which means not like a twisted ankle, that means inside their body they have inflammation, in their gastrointestinal tract, near their heart, near their brain. This is caused by our diets. It's caused because we have too much acid, and our pH is supposed to be neutral, about 7. Most people in the United States, especially people that are addicted, have below 7. So as part of my diet, I do it through the food and I do it through water. I give them high alkaline water with it, which just means water with lemons and limes in it, you know, to keep it inexpensive. And this lowers the inflammation. And the reason that I need to lower the inflammation is when we have inflammation in our bodies, it makes our insulin system not work properly. And when it doesn't work properly, it tells our body one of two things. We either need more sugar, which starts the whole cycle over again, stimulating the opiate receptors, or actually the reverse, that we don't need sugar, so it tells all of our cells to dump the sugar, and that stimulates the opiate receptors. So it's a huge part of the problem is having the proper diet, because the opiate receptors and inflammation play such an important role in addiction and withdrawal and in mental health in general.
Actually, this diet even affects people that aren't on alcohol drugs.
Oh, definitely. First of all, the Center for Disease Control, which is supposed to be, I would say, the top scientific entity in the United States by most standards, says that at least 70 to 75% of all chronic disease is nutrition related. So if you give me a disease, most of them I know off the top of my head. Some of them, you know, I would say send me the questions first so I could research it. But almost every disease can be at least helped or mitigated with proper nutrition. And, you know, some things are easy, like MS is a big problem in the United States. Well, research shows that people who have multiple sclerosis, 94% of them have a deficit in omega-3, you know, the fish oil. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say maybe in their diet they should have more omega-3 fish oil. It's not going to cure it, but if it makes it 1 or 2% better, is it worth it to those people? I and most scientists agree that it is. So diet has a huge impact in medicine, in diseases, chronic diseases, especially addiction and withdrawal from addiction, but mental health in general. And I work a lot with NAMI, which is the National Association on Mental Illness, and I'm doing more and more with NAMI, but with the foods that people eat. And I think over the next couple of years, it's going to have a huge sweeping effect across the country. Because it's so inexpensive and so easy to do.
How about apple cider vinegar in the morning, too?
Well, there's nothing wrong with apple cider vinegar. You just have to watch, you know, apple cider or vinegar. I have apple juice in the mornings. You just have to watch it. Make sure you don't have too much sugar. Because then it would do something else. But if you're not addicted to anything, there's nothing wrong with a little sugar. I mean, we can't exist without a little sugar. Because sugar is where the energy comes from. It's if we have other problems that it comes into play. But if you have no chronic diseases, there's nothing wrong with a little sugar. You know, then it goes back to everything in moderation. But if you're addicted to cocaine or oxycodone, then you have to be careful and be especially careful not to stimulate the opiate receptors. And we could do it naturally. And I get worried when they try to do the same things and do it not naturally because I don't know what the side effects are going to be. I know that if I tell somebody not to have any gluten, because it affects the opiate receptors, nothing negative could happen if you tell somebody not to have gluten, except they don't like it because the cake doesn't taste as good. That's the worst thing that's going to happen. If you give them a pill or a shot that does something, I don't know what those side effects are, and they have to be studied. So my method is safe, it's 100% foolproof, and there's no negative side effects, and that makes me feel much more comfortable.
What is your website again?
Say that last part again.
What is the website again?
Oh, it's namedprogram.com. N is in November, A is in Alpha, M is in Mama, E is in Echo, D is in Delta, and then program, and I could spell that out, but I think program's pretty easy, .com. And then my personal website where they could get information is very easy. It's just DR for doctor, Delta Romeo, Keith Cantor, KEITHKANTOR.com. And they're both free unless you're a clinic and you are doing it because I have a license agreement with them. But besides that, you can get all the information you want for free, and there's information on just about every disease and how proper nutrition could at least mitigate it.
What does the
NAMED stand for?
Correct.
You ready? Okay. It stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. That's why I say named.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this information.
Oh, no problem. And if I could help at all, just let me know. You have my email address and you have my phone number, you have my PR people. I'll help any way I can because this is so important with the amount of people that we have that are addicted and the amount of people that have mental illness. We could literally be helping 50 million people at almost no cost. And now it's part of the campaigns and it's becoming political. So if we could do it and keep it out of the crazy political process, but make it part of the mainstream political process, we really could help a lot of people.
Thank you.
I've been visiting with Dr. Keith Cantor, leading nutritionist, author, addiction counselor, and founder of the AIM program today. And he's been my guest today on Coffee Time. Thank you again, Dr. Cantor.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.